It's unusual to walk into a church and to have an empty tabernacle. But that's what we start. Hopefully most of you noticed as you come into church today, there's nothing in the tabernacle and there's no candle, sanctuary candle lit. And the symbolism behind that is because the church wants us to symbolically enter into the upper room where the Last Supper was about to be celebrated. And so naturally, since the Last Supper was the very first time that the Mass was celebrated, the Eucharist would not have been reserved in a tabernacle at that point. So the church should give us a feel for the upper room. And as we come to this Mass, we should reflect upon the amazement that we should have and to think that what it would have been like to be at that very first Mass that was offered at the Last Supper. And to think that for the very first time, you know, we would receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, the true Passover, which would save us from eternal death. And how profound that is. You know, the bells were rung at the Gloria, and they will not ring again until the Easter Vigil Mass. And that symbolizes the somber tone as our Lord begins his passion, and that the bells will not ring again until we celebrate the resurrection. At this Mass, the priest will wash the feet of 12 men, which is symbolic. That was part of the ordination rite of priests when Jesus ordained the apostles as the first priests. But it was also a symbol of the humility of what it means to serve Christ's flock. And so that to be a priest means to give your life in service for others in humility. We'll have a Eucharistic procession at the end of Mass, which will go to the altar of repose, and that symbolizes Jesus and the apostles leaving the upper room and going to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he would undergo the agony in the garden. And then we'll have all-night adoration, and this is a symbolic of Christ's command to the apostles to pray with him as he underwent the agony in the garden. He wanted his closest apostles to be there to be praying with him as he accepted the sins of the world upon himself. And so we have the opportunity not to fall asleep, hopefully, like the apostles, but to keep vigil with our Lord. In our gospel, it says, on this solemn night, Jesus loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. You know, he opened the depths of his sacred heart on Holy Thursday in order to bestow incredible gifts upon the church. And I want to reflect for a brief moment upon the gift of the priesthood and what a gift that is to each one of us. You know, Jesus wanted to remain close to his people, and he wanted to be present to them in a very real way. So rather than leaving us with just memories, you know, stories that people told of things Jesus did when he was here on earth many, many years ago, and instead of just giving us a book of his teachings and say, here, this is how I want you to live, he wanted to be close in a very real way to his people and to each one of us. And so the way that he did that was it was his will to choose certain men to be his living instruments to continue his work here on earth. And so if we think about the sacraments, the anointing of the sick, you know, when someone is sick or if we're on our deathbed, a priest is called to come and to anoint us. And what that anointing does is it gives someone who is sick and someone who's suffering, it brings Christ's presence into their suffering so they can experience him in a very real way and know that they're not alone in their suffering, but Christ is right there with them. And if someone is leaving this world to the next, they can experience the presence of Christ to strengthen them and to give them courage and his peace, to trust more deeply in his power as they prepare to leave this world. How many of us have had the experience where we've committed sins and we're weighed down by the burden of our guilt because our conscience convicts us, because we know that we've disobeyed the Lord. We know that we have not behaved the way that our Lord wanted us to. And so we're weighed down in our guilt. But when we go to confession, at the words of absolution, Jesus speaks to us through the priest, and our sins are absolved, and our soul is freed, and the guilt and shame is taken away, and we're restored to the beauty and the wholeness that Christ wants for us. You know, it's through the priesthood that we were baptized, and we became members of Jesus Christ and of the church. And it's through the Holy Eucharist, which is, comes to us through the priesthood, that we're fed on a regular basis. And our faith is strengthened, and the effects of sin are healed, and we're supported as often as we come to the Eucharist. You know, each week we're given the bread of life so that we can persevere in running the race and withstand the attacks of the enemy. You know, Jesus could have given all of these graces invisibly. He could have just willed that they happen, and they happen, and we wouldn't even know it. Or he could have made them fall from heaven like rain, like you see little raindrops coming down sparkling, and we're like, oh, that's the grace of God. But that's not what Christ chose to do. He chose to have men that would consecrate their lives to him, to be his instruments, so that there would be a physical presence, a sacramental presence, through the ministry of a priest that would make him present at these moments when we need him the most. You know, that's the beauty of what the priesthood is. It's the way that Jesus Christ makes himself present through real people in ways that we can see and hear and experience. And each one of us has been blessed to encounter Jesus Christ through the ministry of the priests. If we think about every time we've been to Mass, every time we've gone to confession, every time we've received a sacrament, every time we've done anything that's connected to parish life, you know, that is a manifestation of what Christ desired to bring about through his priesthood. And so as we reflect upon the incredible gift of the priesthood and how Jesus has been made present to us so many ways at so many times to strengthen and to heal us in our lives, we might ask ourselves the question that Jesus asked in today's gospel. Do you realize what I have done for you? For so many graces, and for the wisdom and the love that's part of God's plan and how he created the church and the priesthood and the Eucharist. Tonight, as we commemorate and enter into the Last Supper, we give thanks from the depths of our souls in the greatest way that we can.